I'm here on the International Day for Disaster Reduction at the Palais des Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, and it is my honor to introduce the 2007 Sasakawa Laureate, Professor Yoshiaki Kawata. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a very pleasure to me to have such a very great award, because I have never thinking about such an award, because I'm very busy to do research work in relation to disaster reduction. So I am one of the leader in Japan, so I have many duty to promote many projects. So everything, I forgot such a situation. Thank you.
Well, and we have recognized you, the ISTR Secretariat, and the ISTR system partners recognize you today for your efforts. We focus on people actually working in disaster risk reduction in our interviews. And Ian Davis introduced you this afternoon as a person who has really committed himself, really personalized disaster risk reduction. I wonder if you could tell us how you explain what is disaster risk reduction.
In my case, 40 years ago, I visited many countries damaged by natural disasters, so that I have to understand the situation of people. So it is necessary to have a field survey on disasters, because such a damaged scene present us so many miserable story of disasters. So it is necessary to understand this story. This is the first steps. And after that, how to reduce the damage from political situation as well as from research situations. It's very important. So these are our first steps for disaster reduction.
And what are the lessons learned from the Kobe earthquake in the case of Japan? And how can those lessons be shared so that the people, in fact, can become more aware of disaster risk reduction?
So before Kobe earthquakes, every research project starts from government or university. So the most of researchers every time forgot the people who will be damaged by disaster. So at the moment of Kobe earthquakes, we have to think about people, because people has damage, not researcher, engineer, politicians. People is very important situation we understand. So after Kobe earthquakes, our research target is only for people, not government, not researcher. So this is a very good situation. And after that, instead of disaster prevention, we promote the disaster reduction. So now recently we have a global warming, and also so the very active hot motion in Japan. So it's very difficult to shut out the damage. So we have some permission for disaster damage. So this situation change from disaster prevention to disaster reduction. Very, very important situation, I believe.
Thank you. And you have been recognized for your excellence in contributing to disaster risk reduction, especially in your research, which you have discussed, but particularly as well in the awareness raising and public education. And I believe you've done that as well through establishing the Disaster Reduction Museum in Kobe. Can you tell us about the museum, and what do people learn from visiting the museum?
Oh, so we have so many disaster lessons from Kobe earthquakes. So how to transfer, how to dispatch these lessons is very important, because we have many evidence in relation to disaster at the moment of Kobe earthquakes. So usually we have many illustrations, many documents, but in the museum we have a 3D virtual reality cinema. So it's very quite a reality. So it is easy to understand the miserability of disasters. So this is the first situation for us. And second one is How to reduce the damage is a common problem in every people, not special people, every people. Because in Japan, everywhere we have active faults as well as typhoon. So it is necessary to understand the mechanism of disaster as well as how vulnerable our society is. Very important. So the Kobe earthquakes have much evidence about the disaster. So we can transfer the evidence to our people. Very important, I believe.
Excellent. And tell me, what do you hope will change, or what will be the outcome from having opened this museum?
Oh, I believe now we have 2.7 million visitors. So the 42% is students, the younger generation. So in the near future, they have a society, own society. So they will be very strong against natural disaster. So this situation is very important to continue the activities of disaster reduction. So the whole student, we want to transfer our lessons to next future, okay?
Excellent. Thank you for telling us about the museum. Mm. And I understand that you're hoping that this project, this museum, might actually be exported and replicated in other countries?
Yes, yes. So we have some networks with damaged area people, such as Indian Ocean tsunami, as well as Pakistan earthquakes and Burma earthquakes, and also the Hurricane Katrina in the United States, and also Caribbean countries facing the hurricane damage. So the annually we have a plan to have a share of disaster lessons with these damaged area people. So our museum will promote this action for more than 10 to 20 years, so that many people can understand the mechanism of the disaster, as well as education is very important for students. So this situation begins from our museum. So I believe this motivation is universal in every country. We promote the self-aid as well as mutual aid and public aid. So the self-aid, mutual aid, and public aid is three sections are very important in every country, I believe.
Excellent. Thank you, and congratulations again on being awarded the 2007 Sasakawa Award. We thank you for your contribution, and we hope that we know that you will continue contributing, and we look forward to continuing an information exchange so that all nations can benefit from the experiences and from your research as displayed both at the Disaster Reduction Museum in Kobe and through your research at the University of Kyoto. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.